Mr. President, dear colleagues, last week officially we received the letter, and it took 9 months to write a letter of 6 pages. So finally, I have to say, we received now the letter. Today it's the day of the European Parliament. So the signal of today is that we are ready, we can start, and hopefully after the vote we can say we are united, we stay together in these negotiations. I thank first of all Guy Verhofstadt for his work to prepare our resolution, and the message is clear on the procedure. First, divorce, then second, future treaty. Then we underline what should be the atmosphere in the negotiations. We want to have a fair, constructive atmosphere. We build on trust. Then we have defined our priorities about citizenship. Don't play with the legal uncertainty of citizens. We are underlining that the Northern Ireland question is for us a decisive one. Avoid a hard border in Ireland. And then we have to talk about money. So the top priorities are defined. And then finally, we hope that London is respecting that the EU27 will continue. So the Rome Declaration is clear, and we have to talk about our future in our union. Point is, from our point of view, decisive, dear friends, dear ladies and gentlemen. It's a very fundamental question, and that is, what means leave? What means to leave the European Union? For example, about the security question. I heard last week that Theresa May said that they want to stay in Europol. So, dear friends, Europol is obviously a European agency. It's the European Union who is organizing Europol. They want to stay. So means leave, no access anymore to Europol, to Schengen Information System, or means leave to stay. Then we talk about the research union. Cambridge, Edinburgh, Paris, Milan are working strongly together. Does this mean with leave that there is no cooperation anymore, because that is Europe at the moment, that is the European Union financing this? And then single market, trade is positive. Does leave mean no access anymore to the single market? Does leave mean no cooperation anymore? I fear London thinks that we find a perfect deal, and that means we take the positive points and we leave the negative points. And I have to clarify, this will not happen. Cherry picking will not happen. A state outside of the European Union cannot have the same or better conditions than a state inside of this European Union, dear friends.